So dear friends, we have to get everybody in so we can get started. I'd like to invite George Kyriakidis, who is our partner in putting together this great conference, to kick off the event.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this important forum. We gather today at a pivotal moment for the maritime industry, but not only for our industry. Growing geopolitical uncertainty, technological advances, and societal shifts place us in a time of extraordinary change. Change that not only challenges us, but represents opportunities for transformation. Regulations like the EU ETS, ambitious IMO targets, and increasing demands from stakeholders for a greener industry are reshaping the way we all operate. The entire shipping industry, same as we, follow IMO deliberations with great interest, and securing international agreement between member states is not an easy task, and the sensitivities are so fragile that we just hope that the member states will be able to agree on pragmatic solutions. The adoption of the greenhouse gas measures will trigger the articles of the EU ETS in fuel EU maritime regulation that call for alignment with international greenhouse gas agenda. So far, compliance with EU ETS and fuel EU maritime has been challenging. There are several examples to share and demonstrate why it is imperative that industry achieves a global solution. Imagine that no agreement is reached at IMO and we end up with various regional ETS systems. Imagine then that we're all going to have an administrative burden and a huge work that we all end up doing with a huge cost as well. So regional measures for shipping contradict its international character and should be avoided at all costs. Also, technologies like AI, which are so much in fashion and hype these days, are poised to change the way that the world operates. In shipping, we have a new set of rules, a new set of fuels, and technologies spurred by regulation and innovation that are poised to take us into a new era. Both immediate and long-term strategies are needed to meet these goals. We must recognize that we are in a decisive decade and that the time for action is actually now, but also that the actions that we will take will have lasting impacts for the future. We need to be open-minded, we need to be brave, and we need to show willingness to explore all options on the table as we face these challenges, which are on top of our industry. So today, let's be open-minded, let's be bold, let's be willing to explore all ideas and every option on the table, because the choices we will all make will shape the industry for decades to come. The opportunity is ours, so we just need to take it. I just hope you enjoy the forum and have a nice day. Thank you very much.